Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is Teif Kif Yid, but we're going to start on Kif Tes in the middle of the Amud, where the Gemara starts a very interesting sugya about an einikel of Moshe Rabbeinu. Where are we holding in the Gemara? Almost halfway down the narrow lines, where the Gemara talks about the fact that when it comes to Hilchos Yerusha, it's all based on Mishpachas Av. Mishpachas Av Kri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim, Eina Kriya Mishpacha. Everybody have that? It's about 15 lines, 18 lines from the top of the Amud. So the Gemara says, how do I know the Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, not Mishpachas Eim Dechsiv? Le Mishpachoysam Leveis Avoysam. That's a Pusik in the beginning of Parshas and Seder Bamidbar, second Pusik in Bamidbar. When you're counting Klal Yisrael, ignore the maternal Mishpachas, only go to the paternal. Only look at Mishpachoysam Beis Avoysam. Therefore, Mishpachas Eim Eina Kriya Mishpacha, and that's why that has various ramifications for Hilchos Yerusha in our Mishnah, in our Gemara. Freiti Mar, are you really telling me the truth? Mishpachas Eim Eina Kriya Mishpacha Vaksiv. Isn't there a famous pasuk? Now, where is this famous pasuk? It's a pasuk in Shoftim. And this tells us about a terrible sin that occurred during the Shoftim period. Not clear exactly when it occurred. It's a machloikis and mafarshim, exactly when it was, but there's something known as the pesel of Micha. Micha went and made a ganza avodah zarah, a pesel, and it wasn't just him, but he made a ganza base avodah zarah. Apparently he built a whole church surrounded around this pesel, and he hired a person from Mishpachas Yehuda Vuhu Levi. He became the koyin, or perhaps even the koyin gadol, in this base avodah zarah for Micha. He was a hired hand that took care of all of the avodah. And the pasuk now, more quotes a pasuk vaksiv. You're telling mishpachas ein, eino kri mishpacha. Av sechtu a pasuk v'hinar me beis lechem Yehuda, einar, as we'll see, was taka nar from beis lechem Yehuda, mishpachas Yehuda. He was from the mishpacha, and that was the shevet of Yehuda. V'hu Levi, and he was a Levi. V'hu gar sham, and he lived there in Beis Lechem Yehuda, and he was recruited to become the koyin there for the Pesel of Micha. Freiti Mora, Hagufa Kasha, come on, make up your mind. Amris, you're telling me that he is Vuhu Levi. Vuhu Levi is a Levi. Almi Levi, obviously, comes from a Levi. All of him and all Kehanim come from Shevet Levi. And then it says, Mi Mishpachas Yehuda. How can you be both a Mishpachas Yehuda and also be a Levi? Isn't that impossible? Alma is the Charayim Yehuda Asi. He comes from Yehuda. Elav davur mi Levi, the imam Yehuda, the ka'amar mi Mishpachas Yehuda. The only way that you can go and try to find the two to be both accurate, that he's both a Levi and he's from Mishpachas Yehuda.
Half
and half, exactly. It was an intermarriage between the Shevet of Yehuda and the Shevet of Levi, and therefore, from the mother's side, he Mishpachas Yehuda, from the father's side, he's a Levi, and that's why he was recruited to go and do the Avodah. Aha. Okay, so what do I see that Mishpachas Eim is? Nami Kruya Mishpacha. That was Imora's Kasha related to our Sugya. Freit Imora is a Charai that Mishpachas Yehuda, Mishpachas Eim is Kruya Mishpacha. Omer Rav Barav Chanuloi, Gavra Dishmei Levi, his name was Levi. You have, for instance, Dahilig Baditcheva. His name was Levi Yitzchak. But he wasn't a Levi. His name was Levi. So this person, too, his name was Levi, even though he was from Mishpachas Yehuda. I don't know if you recall, maybe about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, we had a person that represented a single person, rainbow coalition of all types of Yidden in Klal Yisrael. How was that? His name was, I forget, either it was Levi ben Yisrael HaKoyen, or it was Yisrael ben Levi HaKoyen. So he had all three names when you called him up. He was a Koyen, and they called him up either Levi ben Yisrael or Yisrael ben Levi, so he had all three.
Wow, when you said rainbow, I was thinking,
I know that there's a galach, I know, Yechvishtai, yeah. But this is a real rainbow of Yidden, not the
galach. The other
Yidden. Not Jackson, yeah. Okay, anyway. So, Omer Rav Ravuna, Lechonon, Lechloi. Gaba the Shmei Levi. His name was Levi. Mishka problem. His name was Levi. But he was really from Mishpachas Yehuda, having nothing to do with Mishpachas Ho'ein. Frey Timura, I don't think you're right. Yehochi, Haynu, Dekomer, Micha. Micha proudly exclaims, Even though I put up a pesel and I made a ganze base of Eidazor, but Hashem still loves me. How do I know? I was able to go and get a Levi to do the Hilchoisa, to do the Avodas HaKohuna in my base of Eidazor. Apparently, he put in big ads in the papers and he didn't get a lot of responses or applicants. But Baruch Hashem, I found this Levi to be the Kohen. So Hashem must love me. Is the Chlechoira Raya that he is a Levi? Don't tell me his name is Levi. So tomorrow, Sinishka Kasha, in Disramali Gavadishme Levi, he couldn't even find a Kohen or a Levi to do the Avoida by his Avoida Zor and his base of Avoida Zor for his Pesel. But at least he found a person by the name of Levi. No, oh, Chepesvet, you know, it's better than nothing. If you're not a Levi, at least you're called a Levi. Right, tomorrow. But that's not true. Luchi Levi Shemo, you think his name was really Levi? Valo, if you continue on there in that perek, that capital in Shoiftim, you see it says Valo Yohainesin Shemo, his name was Yohainesin. How do I know his name is Yohainesin? Shinemar said in the Pasuk, Yohainesin ben Gershoim ben Menashe, who of one of Hoyukehanim le Shevet Adoni. The Shevet Adoni, that's where Micha put up his pestle in Shevet Adon. So he was, his name was Yohainesin, and he was an enikel of. Now it says there in the name.
Shevet Adoni wasn't Shevet Yehuda.
Shevet Adoni was Shevet of Dan. He himself came from Mishpachas Yehuda, from Shevet Yehuda.
The church was in Shevet Dan.
Exactly, the church was in Shevet Dan, and that's where he got his job to be. His name is Levi. He became the Kohen in Shevet Yehuda, from Shevet Yehuda, but the church was located in Shevet Dan. So now, it's very important to note that it says here Yohainesim and Gershim ben Menashe. His name was not. So let's. Let's be clear where we are at this point in the sugya. His name obviously was not Levi, because his name was Yohainesin. And therefore, it must be that Hitaka was a Levi. If he was a Levi, then Vaita, I have a raya from the fact that the Pasuk refers to Mishpachas Yehuda, that Mishpachas Aim Nami Kruya Mishpacha. Zokti Mara Amaleis, he told him back, for the time, and according to you, V'chid ben Menashe, do you think he was really an enikel of Menashe? Vali ben Moishehu. He was an enikel of Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu had an enikel, Yohainesin, that was the Koyin in the base of Avodah Zarah. Now, how do we know that he was an enikel of Moshe? The citizen of the Pasuk, ben Moshe, Gershoim the Eliezer. And here it says Yohainesin ben Gershoim. Now, for those of you that think, yeah, okay, there could have been two Gershoms in history. If you look up the Pasuk in Tanakh, not only in a klaf, but also if you go to any of the real good Tanakhs, you'll see that the word Menashe is spelled with a small nun, an oizira, to indicate that his real name was Moshe, and they put in the nun not to embarrass Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had Nebuchadnezzar, who was the chief chaplain in the base of Oidazar. So therefore, Salamaisa Zokti Gemara, he was an enikel of Moshe. So why then does the Pasuk say Menashe Bechlal? I mean, this would strengthen the fact that the previous Pasuk refers to him as the Levi. Hitaka was a Levi. He didn't come from Aharon, that's where the lineage of the Kohanim comes from Aharon, but rather comes from Moshe, where of course the lineage of Moshe is Leviim. Ezoi Bazoi, why does the Pasuk refer to him as Menashe? Awesome, Maisa Menashe, because he so-called followed in the footsteps of Menashe. Not really, because Menashe was later on. But nevertheless, because here we're talking about Menashe, the king, who was the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was one of the most righteous kings of Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, he had a son, Menashe, who was one of the biggest Rishoyim among all the Malchi Yisrael. And it says Menashe that he himself put up Avodah Zarah, and he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So since Menashe did Avodah Zarah, that's why Toli HaKosim Menashe. What we're saying is, Yohainis ben Gershom, he was not a biological enikel of Menashe, he was a biological enikel of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was someone that went in the Derech HaMenashe, who hadn't even been born yet.
So patrilineally, he was a Levi, so how is he Mishpachas Yehuda?
Of course, we're not finished yet. And Mitosha Asa Meis Menashe, Toli HaKosim Menashe. Ochanami, Mitosha Asa Meis Menashe, to Asim Yehuda. How do I know the Menashe comes from Yehuda?
Because Yehuda.
Exactly.
Based
all the Malachim.
Based on it.
All the Malachim came from Yehuda. At least all the Malachim based on it. So that being the case, since we made reference to the fact that he did a Maisa Menashe, who did Menashe Taka come from? Menashe was from Yehuda, Dasam Yehuda. It's a lekazim Yehuda. So therefore, the Torah is branding this Levi, whose name is Yohainesin, as a real, true Menashe person. Then not only do we say did a Maisa Menashe, it's as if he was born to the Mishpachas Yehuda of Menashe. So therefore, he was Taka, full-fledged Levi from Mishpachas Levi. Who his mother's side is, we have no idea. Could very well be she was also Mishpachas Levi, doesn't say. That it says Mishpachas Yehuda is just a reference to the fact that we called him Menashe, who came from Mishpachas Yehuda.
It's very shvach,
but that's what the Gemara says. Well, if I would say it, you can throw a sroigim at me. But that's what the Gemara says.
How much is it related to Moshe Rabbeinu?
He was an enikel of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a son by the name of Gershom. Yeah. Gershom married a kala. We don't know the name of the kala, but what we do know is that he had a son by the name of Yohainesin. And this Yohainesin was recruited by Micha to become the galach there, the whatever you want to call him, the high priest in that Avodah Zarah, to go and take care of the Avodah Zarah. He was a Levi because he was named Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was a Levi, and Gershom was a Levi, and Yohainesin was a Levi, and all those people.
Yohainesin was the son of Gershom.
Right. And Gershom was the son of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe was the son of Kahas, and Kahas was the son of Levi. Exactly. So we now know the entire lineage. Amram was the son of Kahas.
We left out one generation.
Sorry, thank you.
Now we're looking at the lineage of Menashe, but it's really not his. If you're saying Menashe was from...
From Mishpachas Yehuda, right.
But nothing to do with Yonasan.
It's so surprising.
Right, because he was as bad as him, then you call him.
Yeah. But it's so surprising because the Sefer Shoftim was written so many centuries before Chizkiyahu.
No question.
So you have all this packed in there, calling him Menashe.
So to try to address all of your concerns and all of your agitation, let's look one more line in the Gemara. Amrib Yechim, Mishim, Ribshim, Bayichoi. When you talk about Chas V'Shalom, a Russia, then what you do is sometimes refer to him and say, he is like that other Russia. In other words, in modern day lingo, as you know, Baruch Hashem de Nasrallah was killed. So people said he was a second Adolf, etc. What did he have to do? He never met him. He was probably born after he was already killed or whatever. But the point is, when Nebuch, this fellow, Yohainis, became a Kolkol, so then we were toiling him, or he's the Kalkala, we were toiling him, that he was similar in direction and in perspective to Menashe, unfortunately.
But the difference is that Nasrallah was lived presently, and his predecessor lived 78 years ago.
In this case, Menashe
is in the future.
100%. I agree with you.
No, but this isn't in Tanakh. So all those years, so we know Chizkiyahu didn't want to have children because he was worried he had a nevuah maybe, but to have it written down like this, it feels... Very prophetic.
As long as it's prophetic and not pathetic, we're fine.
It's also pathetic because the name called Moshe was
Rabbi Yitzhak, I have good news for you. At the end of the sugya, we're going to find something a little bit more cheerful about this. In a sense, we're going to get to that soon. Anyway, we're not there yet. So far, Rabbi Yitzhak, we started. How did we start off this whole sugya? Because the Gemara said the Mishpachas Av Kri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim Ein a Kri Mishpacha, and we see the Chayra from Yehoinesen that it was Mishpachas Eim because it refers to Mishpachas Yehuda and Levi. So the Gemara, no, Mishpachas Yehuda is just a reference to Menashe, having nothing to do with Yehoinesen. Yehoinesen could have been fully bred as a Levi from both sides, or even if it was from another Shevet, but because Mishpachas Eim Ein a Kri Mishpacha, the Pasuk doesn't bother telling us which Mishpachas Eim he was. So that's teretz number one. I have another raya that not through this mishpachas aim, but toilenes akal kola bimekokol. Where do we find that? It says in the pasuk mehacha v'gam hu toiv toyar mi oid va'oisi yolda achrei avshalom. This is referring to Adoniah ben Chagis, who was one of several children of David HaMelech. When David HaMelech was in his last years, so he had already told his wife Bathsheba, together with Nosson HaNovi, that his successor is going to be Shlomo HaMelech. However, Adoniah did not want Shlomo to be the successor. He wanted to be the successor. And the Pasuk says that he was an attractive young man, he was handsome, and he was born, or he was born to her, Achrei Avshalom, after Avshalom. Avshalom was earlier, and then after that was Adoniah. Now there's one problem. If we're going to go and say, V'oisei Hoylid, that David HaMelech had Adoniah after he had Avshalom, that would make sense. V'oisei Yolda means that the same mommy gave birth to Avshalom and Adoniah, and you're wondering what was the order. The order was first Avshalom and then Adoniah. But that doesn't make sense. Why? Adoniah ben Chagis. Adoniah's mommy's name was Chagis. That was one of the wives of David HaMelech. Avshalom was the son of Macha, who was another wife of David HaMelech. So you can't go and say that Macha, who gave birth to Avshalom, shortly thereafter she gave birth to Adoniah, because they're two different mothers. What's going on? Since Avshalom, we know, made a major merida, and we know the major war that he had with David HaMelech for a period of time, therefore we refer to Adoniah as being like the not only the half brother but like a full brother of Avshalom, as if they had the same mother. They didn't have the same mother. That's impossible. Nevertheless, that's how the Torah describes it. The reason is, again, Shetoinless HaKalkola Bim Kolkol. Now we're going to go back a little bit to Yohainasin again. Amr Abluzer, Loilam Yidabek Adam, Yidbak Adam Betoivim. Person should always stay with good to Mishpocha and good to Chaverim, and they should be in the environment of all good people. Shere Moshe Shinosa Bas Yisroi. Moshe Rabbeinu that married the daughter of Yisroi. Yotzim Yimena Yohainasin had an Enikul Yohainasin. Now we all know that Yisroi became a tremendous ger and a tremendous Baal Tshuva, but before that he was a Kohen Midyan. Koyin Midyan, the Gemara assumes, also he was a Koyin for Avodah Zarah. That being the case, now I see it's in the blood of Yisroi and Yisroi's daughter, Tzipora, and eventually in the Enikel, in the DNA, that Enikel Nebuch also became a Koyin to Avodah Zarah, following the footsteps of his great-grandfather of Yisroi.
Moshe married Tzipora, she was... Daughter of Yisro, who still was a big priest.
Who was a big priest?
So he married a goy, Moshe Rabbeinu.
A goyta?
Before Matan Torah.
Matan Torah. Okay, no, I'm not disagreeing. But all I'm just saying is we shouldn't have a poor view of Yisroi, because later on he became a ganze tzaddik ador. Moshe Rabbeinu followed his advice. He was the one that gave chizuk. He said, please don't leave us. You're traveling with us. Gives us chizuk. We have a whole mishparsha called after him, etc. Anyway, later years, of course, he was very, very great. But we're talking about in the earlier years when he was still a youngster, so to speak. At that time, he was a Kohen Midyan. So because Moshe Rabbeinu married his daughter, even though subsequently it was all fine and dandy, but in the DNA, that affected Yohainasin. That's what Imar tells us. Aharon, on the other hand, Shinosa Bas Aminodov, he married the daughter of Aminodov, Elisheva Bas Aminodov, who was a sister of Nachshon ben Aminodov. And we know Nachshon ben Aminodov was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. The most famous story probably is the fact that when it came to Kriyas Yamsev, and everybody else said, we're afraid to go in the water because we don't have our bathing suits and there's no lifeguard, we don't have our life raft. So said Nachshon ben Aminodov, who cares? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Dabam Neisov Yisov. And he walked in, wearing his shtreimel and his yibitz and all the rest, into the water, up to his nose, and then when it came to his nose, then the yam split. So we see the tremendous emunah that Nachshon ben Aminodov had. That being the case, that's appropriate then for Aaron to go and marry the sister of Nachshon ben Aminodov, Elisheva Bas Aminodov. And because of that, Yotzim Mene Pinchas. I'm sorry?
But the daughter.
He married the daughter of Aminadav. Who was the daughter of Aminadav? Elisheva. That was her name. Elisheva was Aminadav. And she had a brother, Nachshon. So therefore, Aharon had a wonderful brother-in-law, Nachshon, because he married Nachshon's sister, Elisheva, Bas Aminadav.
And Nachshon married Miriam, no?
Nachshon married Miriam.
Kolev
married Kolev ben Yifuna. Okay, but anyway, it's Altzegut. It's before our times, the Chasanah is over. So we're getting back to our Gemara. Aharon, who married Bas Aminadav, from a mishpacha of Erlich HaTzadikim and all the rest.
Another was from Sheva Yehuda, right?
I'm talking about the mishpacha, I'm not talking about the Shevet. I'm saying that Nachshon Ben Noda, I believe, was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, but for our purposes, we know that Aaron married Bas Ben Noda, and as a result, he was zoichet to have an einikul called Binchas. And what does the Torah say about him? That in Noisan Loi is Bris Yisholim, because Baruch was so happy with Pinchas, he made a special bris with Pinchas, because he was Kanai, Kinos, Hashem, Tzvokos, and the Mas of Zimri, etc. So therefore, says Rabbi Lazar, always stick with good people, don't stick with bad people, even people that afterwards turned out to be good, but try to get the pure DNA from, you know, from Nachshon Ben Noda, from the roots. Good. Frey Timura, I have one problem with your statement, Rabbi Lazar. Pinchas lab Yisrael Yossi. Pinchas also came from Yisrael. How do I know? What's the shaitan passing? The laws of Ben-Aharon, lokach loy mibnois putiel loy li'isha. Now, laws of Ben-Aharon was the father, of course, of Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elozim ben Aharon HaKoyim. And who did Elozim marry? He took him benois putiel. Who benois putiel? So Timora, my love to osim mi Yisrael shepita magolim la'avoy de zara. So we see that Elozar married the daughter of Yisrael, and if that's the case, this is even one generation closer. Because in the case of Yehoinasin, it's first you had Yisrael, next generation is Moshe, the Edom. After Moshe Beinu, you had Gershom, and after that you had Yehoinasin. So that's already the fourth generation. So Yehoinasin is looking up to Yisrael as his great-grandfather. Here we're talking about Elozar marrying a daughter of Putiel, meaning of Yisrael. So Yisrael, therefore, is the first generation. Then we get to Elazar, and then we get to Pinchas. This Pinchas is now an Einikul directly of Yisrael. So in B'zoi Frey Timara, you're telling me that the reason why Pinchas was born to Aharon, because Aharon was very careful to stay with Basam Inodim in Mazel Tov. But I got a problem with Pinchas. He was an Einikul of Yisrael too, in fact, even a closer generation. Everything more light. When it says that he was Mabnois Putiel, it's not referring to Yisrael, it's referring to the Osimi Yosef Shepitbeit Be Yitzray. It was Yosef HaTzadik that was able to be Koivish as Yitzhahara by the mass of the Eishes Poitifar, and that's how the name Putiel came. Not because of Pitim Avoidazara, but Pitbeit Be Yitzray. Pray Timura, that's great. However, the famous Chazal, Shivatim Avatim Oitzah. Well, probably the Chazal came before the Rashi. Maybe the Chazal's quoting the Rashi. But Haloi Shavotim, just like he was quoting Menashe, right, even before he wasn't born yet. So Timur Valei Shavotim, Mevazin Oisva Oimim Re'isim Ben Puti Zesh, Ben Shepita Mavi Imoy Agol Mavoy Dezara. Look at this fellow, Pinchas. He's starting up Yareg Nasi Shem Yisrael. He's going killing Zimri, who was also known as Shlomiel in the Pasuk. So he was one of the Nasiim of Klai Yisrael, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, right? Yes. So Ibazoi. So what do we see from all of this? That he was for sure an Einikul of Yisrael. That's why the Mavazan saying, oh, Ben Pitam, Ben Shepitam, Mavi Imoy, the Zayda, a Golovoy de Zara, to see Ben Yisrael. Yeah, I know, so you heard Yisrael. So, Vaita, we're stuck. What is the Pshat in this Rabbi Loza? Ella says, you want Yavua di Ime mi Yosef, Ima di Ime mi Yisrael. Yavua di Ime mi Yisrael, Ima di Ime me Yosef. What the Gemara is telling us is that, in fact, he, Pinchas, was descended both from Yosef as well as from Pinchas and from Midchas, as well as from Yisroi, and about both of them, the word Putiel applies. The Putiel is referring to both Pita Magon Lavoyde Zara, as well as Shepitpit B'Yisroi. And in fact, I have a raya from the Pasuk. What's a raya d'chsiv? Limnois Putiel. Putiel spelled with a yud. Says Rishbam, he could have spelled Putiel without a yud, just with a pintala under the tes, and then you don't need the yud. The fact that the Torah add the yud is Tar Tishmamina, comes to tell us both that he was in fact an einikul of both. Now all of that is fine and dandy, but that still hasn't answered our kasha. And that is, so I see that both Yehoinasin was an einikul of Yisrael, and actually an ir einikul, and we have over here that Pinchas was an einikul of Yisrael, so Ibazoi, the whole vart of Rabbi Loza L'chayra falls away. Rabbi Loza says, "V'medabek be'toivim," because Moshe married Bas Yisrael, and look what he had. Yet Yehoinasin, our Nosa Bas Yisrael was Oichet to have Pinchas, but Pinchas also stems from the same Yisrael that Moshe Beinu's Yehoinasin stems from. So Rishbam, of course, is bothered by that kasha, and Rishbam says, "Mushmin jogen," that in fact he Elazar did not marry the daughter of Yisrael, even though it says Lokachleim Hanois Patil, that really means second or three generations from Yisrael. So it was a further generation than Yohannes. Yohannes was an Irenikol, and the Pinchas was a fourth or fifth or sixth generation, and so therefore that's the reason why it doesn't apply. Because, I mean, obviously, as you keep on going more and more generations, you always find some link to someone from previous generations because of the constant marriages, one with the other, so keep on going back and back and back, you'll finally find some connection. So that's the teretz on that kasha. Anyway, says the Gemara Amarava, since we see that the Gemara talked favorably about the fact that Aharon married the Bas Aminadav, what do we see from this? Amarava, Hanoisa Isha Tzorach She'ivdik Ba'achel. When a person goes and marries someone, he should go and find that he marries a young lady, should find out who his future brothers-in-law are going to be. Should Ne'amah, like it's in the bus, V'yikach Aharnes, Elishev, Bas Aminadav, Achois Nachshoin. Says the daughter, the sister of Nachshon. I know that Nachshon ben Aminadav was a son of Aminadav, and I know that Elisheva was a daughter of Aminadav. Aminadav doesn't sound like such a common name, so Ebazoi, isn't it a dove of Parshat? He's a brother and sister, so why did the Torah tell us, Matam Aleim, Achois Nachshon? Can't you know he's in the Isha, Tzorch, Yidu Bachel, person that goes and marries a young lady should go and be Boidik, the temperament and the activities and the tzidkus of the brothers. What's the reason why? Because bonim are doimim li achi ho'em. And therefore, like the Gemara says, Tana, roi bonim doimim li achi ho'em. Most children are similar to their uncles. So therefore, when a person goes and marries a young lady and he has children, in all likelihood, they're going to be similar to the uncle. So check out who the uncle is. And that's why it's become the minig on all of these shidduch reference resumes, that they spell out who the siblings are. So presumably you'll be able to say, oh, now I know.
No brothers? Like,
if there are no brothers, then you don't put it down in the resume. There are other things that they put in the resume that may not be 100% true. But to go and put in a brother that doesn't exist, that's a very rare situation. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Don't look at the sisters, though.
If there's a sister, the Gemara doesn't say about the sisters. Could be that that would be similar, but the Gemara says Yitzchak Bachem. Okay, continuing on the Gemara, we're back to Yohainesin, and it says in the Pasuk, Vayesuru, and they spoke to this young fellow. Okay, we take out the words Shoma Vayoyma because those words don't appear in the Pasuk, but there are similar words. If you go to number 2 in the Torah, Ara Shalem, Hema Im Beis Micha, Vehema hikiru es koil hanar halevi. Vayusurusham. These people heard this Levi. Vayoymru loy, and they said to this Levi, Yohainesin, mi aviecha haloyim. Who brought you here? Umo ata oisa bazeh. What are you doing here? Malachopayim. What are you? So all three of these questions are kind of synonymous. In other words, you should be in Bismedish. You're an einikol of Moshe. What are you doing over here? And what's your occupation? What are you doing? Why are you here? Blah, blah. So the Gemara, sorry?
Needed a job.
He needed a job. Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to answer. So the Gemara says, Mi'a v'yecha aloyim, ma'ata oisa b'zeh, u'ma'alecha pay. So the Gemara focuses on three words, the haloyim, and ma'ata oisa b'zeh, u'ma'alecha pay. Haloyim, zeh, and pay, as you'll see in a moment. Umrulay, so these people that met Yohannes and asked him, Lavi Moshe Ka'asis, aren't you an enikel of Moshe? Tichsiv Bey, it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, the following three psukim. Number one, by the snare, it says, Al Tikrav Haloim, or Mi'avircha Haloim. So Lavi Moshe Ka'asis, aren't you an enikel of Moshe? Tichsiv Bey, it says, Ma Zeh Biyarcha, when he had the matah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu made into a nochash. So here it says, Zeh, Matah Oisir Bazeh. Lavi Moshe Ka'asis, Tichsiv Bey, it says, by Moshe, Ve'ata Poya Moidi Modi. Oh, so it says, Poy. So you have all three of those words in this pasuk. So these are all three references and allusions to Moshe Rabbeinu. Something saying, "Aren't you an einikol? An einikol of Moshe Rabbeinu? Tiasa koyin lavoid azori. You should become a koyin lavoid azori. How could that be?" So Amalehen Tzionisin answered, "Kach mikublani mebeis aviaba. I have this Kabbalah from my Zayda, in other words, from Moshe Rabbeinu. La'olam yaskir odom atzal lavoid azori va'itzdarach lebriyos. You should go and even agree to go and." Yasker to be leased and to rented or hired by Avodah Zarah and not have to go and Chas Hashem solicit funds. And apparently he had no parnasa, and so therefore he had no choice. And that's why he agreed to go and apply for the job to be the Kohen there in the base of Avodah Zarah of Micha. I had no choice, and that's what Zaydi said. I don't want to go around soliciting funds, I'd rather work for the Avodah Zarah. However, he made one mistake. When we say avoida zara, it's not the classic definition of the word avoida zara. Avoida zara, avoida shezara loy. Avoida that normally he would not take because this is so repugnant and disgusting. I should go and do this type of avoida. Kida omale rav l'rav kahana, like rav said, rav kahana, rather netoish nevelosa b'shuka. The word netoish over here means like pshoit, go and undress. Flay, good. Strip a nevela in the shuk to go and get the hide, the leather, to be able to go and sell to the tannery. Ushkoil agra, and get for that some sort of profit, some income. Flay teime gavar rabbanon, don't say, ayich ben agroisa mensh, vizil bi milza. I'm an enikul moish rabbeinu. Can you imagine I should go and be poish in nevela b'shuk? Kivan, okay, so we'll stop here just for one moment. So therefore, yeah, everything okay?
You had a story you told a few years ago about you were in a hotel in Israel.
Uh-huh.
You want to tell the story? Yeah, you told better than I do.
Yeah, because that was my story.
You were there.
Exactly. So I was walking in Yerushalayim, and it's one thing that people solicit you either in shul or solicit you at home. This person in the middle of the street, he looks very nicely dressed, like a noble person, aristocracy, and he asked me for an adava. So I said to him, you look like a chush of a mensch, you look like a strong, you look like you have a cup and all the rest. Well, why are you soliciting funds? So I asked him, if I can get you a job, will you take the job and you won't have to, Hashallah, you can get me panusa, first thing. I said, okay, I'm staying at the Malon HaMerkaz. We have over there 20 waiters positions which are available. How do I know they're available? Because I asked management, how come all of your waiters are all Arabs? Why don't you go and take Jewish waiters? He said, because the Jews are not interested in having the position as waiter. So I said to him, I can get you a job as a miltzar in 5 minutes, and you can go make money and get income. Ani, I should be a miltzar in the Malone? Don't you know, from one side I'm an einikel of the Vilna Goyim, and from the other side I'm an einikel of the Baal Shem. Can you imagine a mixed marriage of Vilna Goyim and Baal Shem? Obviously it wasn't first generation, right, because there was some friction at that time. But 8 generations later, he is an einikel of both Bashem, and I should go be Meltzar. How can you even suggest that? Obviously he didn't learn the daf about Pshat Nevela B'shuk and do it, even though it's repugnant and disgusting. But you got to make it here in America. It's never. I remember the simchas that they used to make in Buru Park in the Kal Chassidim. The waiters are all from Eden. One with a nice beard and the other one. So it looks like a shame. There weren't even Bukhram. Some of them here. One of them was maybe a Zaydi. He looked like a distinguished individual. But he went around the tables to go and serve and help.
I remember in Bat Yam one time going to the supermarket there, Shabbos. It's like they're going to close at 2 o'clock and you see an old Yid, mm-hmm. a long beard. Mm-hmm. He's the bad boy. He's bagging the groceries.
Yeah, okay.
This is a Jewish state. This is the man needs parnasa. This is what he's doing.
Exactly.
He's a postman.
So it says here you better get a job rather than go and ask or be a prisoner.
Exactly. So therefore, they're telling Yoinus, and you made a mistake. That's what it said. That Zaidi said you can go and be a kohen avoda zara and not solicit funds. He didn't mean avoda zara for avoda zara. It was finished. But to go and do an avoda shezara loy, something that is totally repugnant and abomination, he would never even in his wildest dreams consider. Now, before we continue, there's another ha'ora. Thank you for reminding us of the story. The Rishbam had another girsa instead of gavar rabba v'leiteima kahana rabba or kahana ano, that I am a koyin. If you would take a look at the Rishbam in the middle lines here, going down to the fifth line, v'leiteima gavar rabba ano, the is the garsina nami. There's another girsa v'leiteima kahana ano koyin ani v'choshev. Ugnai li hadova. Ibn Chakoyin, it's a gnai. So it could be the Rishbam means to say that, Ibn Agroisa Kanakar, even if he's not a Koyin, Choshim, he'd like a Koyin.
You just proved that he wasn't from Levi.
Oh, okay. Well, here we're not talking about Yonis, and now we're just talking about the Memra of the Gemara that a person shouldn't go and say, Gavar Rabba, no. The Gemara is saying, Koyin, no. However, there's a shikl play on words over here, because Rav is talking to Rav Kahana. Ooh, and he's saying to Rav Kahana, don't say, I'm a Kahana, I'm a Kohen, and therefore it's pasmanish, neither the Adover, no, go and be poishin available shuk. So is Taka Kahana referring to the fact that he was a Kohen, or just he had the name of Rav Kahana? After all, even today, we got hundreds, if not thousands, of people by the name Kohen who are not Kohen. Kohanim. Some of them are not even Jewish. But anyway, if you look at the third Toysis here from the top, you see Toysis Taka that here, so the fire should be the time. So the first part is like Rishbam said. Rav Kahana, even though he had the name Kahana, he was not a Kohen. Like you have in Sechtes Chulin, Rav Kahana have ochel b'shvil ishtoi. He was able to go and eat certain foods because of his wife, not because of his own distinction of being a Kohen, but because of his wife. If it wasn't for the fact that I was married to a Kohenes, then I wouldn't have gone into Golis for a marriage to Yisrael. Okay, agam tzishtichel. Anyway, so this Toysis says over here that the Rav Kahana of our Gemara was not a Kohen.
What was he able to eat? That
I don't know offhand. I understand. I understand what's bothering you. Why should he have it from his wife? Because the Kohen always the wife gets from the husband. If he's eating truma, then she's an Asian Kohen. If it's in a carbon, we have to look up the Gemara Pesachim. I'm sorry. Yesterday was Yom Kippur. I didn't have a chance to go and look up. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Two Rav Kahanas.
There's other Toysis in that. In fact, that says that there was a second Rav Kahana, and there's. That there were three Rav Kahanas altogether. But if you look up the Chulin, the Toysis in Vishom Divim Maschel Rav, you'll see that he also brings the various views. It's a good question. I don't recall offhand what he would be eating as a result of his wife being the Kohenes. But getting back to our Gemara, Zilmin Skipshira, David, okay. So now, that's the end of that shtickle. Now, continues the Gemara, whatever happened to Yohainasen, Kimin Shira, David, Shemamin Chavav Olav, David HaMelech saw that Mammon was chavim. In other words, he wasn't going to throw many money out, and he's going to go out to solicit funds. He's going to get a job, even if it means working for the base of Avodah Zarah. So apparently he felt that he was well groomed in money matters, and therefore chavim abhi yoyser. So therefore, when he needed a person to be in charge of the treasury, the minister of the treasury, he appointed him, Yohainasen, to be the minister. Shemar, Ushvul ben Gershoim ben Menashe, no get all the oits right. Shavuel ben Gershoim, why Shavuel Shemai? Well, Yohainasen Shemai. And Rishbam brings from Divrei Yomim that Gershoim, the son of Moshe, only had one son. So you told me that his name is Gershoim, and now you name him, giving him a name Shavuel. Make up your mind. And we said before, maybe his name is Levi. Reb Yochanan, Sheshav Lekel B'chol Liboy, that afterwards, once he got into funds, he ignored, he no longer wanted to have anything more to do with the Avodah Zarah. He became a real Bal Tshuva B'chol Liboy, B'chol Nafshi, B'chol Moidoy. That's how we got the name Shvukel, Sheshav Lekel. Shvukel, he became Shav Lekel. That's what it says in Agamar. So that's a very nice ending of the story. But everybody said, we're not finished yet. The Rishbam now brings us a posik in Shoiftim that said Yohainasen continued to be a Kohen to the Shevet Hadoni, meaning to this Micha, even in subsequent years, even though we said he was a Baal Tshuva.
Business, why give it up?
So if you look at the Rishbam, the seventh wide line, or the seventh midline over here, Shav L'Kel B'Chalibay, Achshav Shehoi Le Momen Harbe. Now that Baruch Hashem, he was into funds, he said, from the Avodah Zarah. And therefore he became a Gamza Bachub. The Imeshim Dechsim, but we have another pasuk. It says in Shoiftim, V'Yohainasen ben Gershoim ben Menashe, who ubonav kehanim l'shevet Adoni, ad yoim galois aretz, until galus. V'yomrinim b'seder oilam, ad yoim shegola mate don, upisla shalmicha imoy. He continued to be a koyin l'shevet Adoni until it's man ha-galus. Until, what means is man ha-galus? Until the Mati Don and the Pesach Shemicha all had to go and flee. In Mefurish preparing. So now, L'chor Yavestira. Here it says he became a full-fledged Baal Tshuva, and here it says that he continued to be the Koyin or the Levi or whatever. He continued to officiate in that Pesach Micha. Zokt yet the Rishbam Ka Mefurish preparing Basa de Brochas Yerushalmi. To Yerushalmi. Meisivimlei, their Meisivimlei is from Loshon of Meisvei. The Gemara asks this kasha. How are you telling me Shvukel or Shvuel that he came Shav Lekel B'chol Bavoy V'aksiv Ad Yoim Golis Ha'oretz? Shteitach and Pasik that he continued to be a Koyin L'Shevet Adoni. Amri, the Gemara there in Brachos Yerushalmi says, Kivin Shemeis David, when David passed away, Omid Shloima V'Heklif Kol Hasan Klitim. He went a brand new clean out of the whole administration, just like we find nowadays. A new president comes in and dismisses everybody. We start from square one, brand new group of ministers. He did the same thing. Therefore, he went back to where he was originally. So then the ending of the story is not so happy. That's why it's in the pasuk. Amen. Who Hava? That was him. The kaboy hasim koyin lavoyd zara. The herach yomim. And he was marach yomim, even though he was a koyin lavoyd zara. So now I have a problem. How could he be that he was a koyin lavoyd zara and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a special bracha of arichas yomim? He doesn't deserve a bracha of arichas yomim. Remember, he's living now in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, and he was an einikel of Moshe Rabbeinu.
It's hundreds
of years. It's quite a distance.
I mean, the Mishkan was around 400 years.
Yeah.
Right?
You talking about the Mishkan Shiloh?
Mishkan Shiloh.
I think it was 369.
Okay, so
that's hundreds of years, for sure.
And then after we have David was king for 70 years,
mm-hmm.
and then Shlomo, so you're talking about a long time.
So he was Marach Yomim. Did he deserve that? It's kind of a disorder. So now we're going to come to the clincher. So to more of Amri. He had an ayin tzara about the avodah zarah. In other words, even though he was the chief chaplain there, the chief v'koyin there in this Bessel Micha, you think he looked to this favorably? Ozgeshpink, he would spit out at this avodah zarah. Like the Gemara says, Keitza, have a barnash maisi leitor, oy emer, oy gedil avodah zarah. What happens if you had a customer? Oh, I heard that the Pesel Micha is open for business. I live in Shevet Don. I don't want to schlep all to Yishalayim to bring kabbalas. And I see that this is successful, this whole enterprise. And he wants to bring a Torah ben Yoino, or it could be a Tishar. Or Eimar is from Loshen Tzemer, which means a Keves. Or Yidi means from a goat, Lavoy Dezora. We have a Omalei, Paisi Eloi. So now the customer says, in other words, the one that is bringing the carbon, says now to Levi, Your Highness, and Shmuel, I want you, Paisi Eloi, I want you to go and be Mephais, or Bain Shalom, for whatever sin or whatever, and bring this carbon on my behalf. Vu Omar, and now he says to him, Ma Lilichloch, what did this Avodah Zarah ever do for you? Le Achlev, Le Shoise, it doesn't eat, it doesn't drink. Le Metiva, Le Maria, it doesn't give you a check, it doesn't do anything bad. This is a harmless, good for nothing Pesel. This is goodish. What are you wasting your money and your time? And get it there. So Amalei said, my name, so what shall I do? Amalei said, you know what, go home. Zil Aisili Chod Finach the Soilis, come bring me a measure of Soilis, the Eser Bayan Eloi, Vano Afayis Aloch. And based on that, I'm going to go and be Mephayis, the carbon for you.
What do you do?
He probably told him to bring carbon Mincha. Bring carbon Mincha. The Kimin the Azalei, after he left, Ocheloin, then he himself ate up the whole Geschäft. In other words, take Yak Behemoth, leave me a couple of Chalas, I'll bring it for the Void, so I'll be Mephayis you. And when he left, he went and he ate it himself. Osa Chad Bar Pachin, for Omalei, and now a Bar Pachin apparently means from the context, it sounds like a person of Seichel, and he asked him, Omalei, Kain, is that really the case? Omalei, what are you doing here? If you really hold that way, so why are you the coin over here if you think that the whole thing is a mirage, the whole thing is gunish? And then he left off the panasa. So what do we see from the whole story? That even though he was a coin, he didn't believe in the whole thing. He just did it for money, and like the Gemara said, because he thought from his Zaydi that lo ilam yasker other matum levoy dezara by yitzarach lebris. So
it seems like he was so doing it to tell people to go to Yerushalayim to bring the korban.
Presumably, that it doesn't say that, but in parentheses,
exactly.
He told them that exactly. What are you wasting your time over here? You want a real God? Go to Yerushalayim. Anyway, so now we have a much better understanding about this. Yehoshua says that in fact he was an erlecha all along, but for panosa, what don't you do for panosa, right? Okay. Now we continue on, we go back to our Mishnah, very exciting, very interesting, Nagadata, and we're back in the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? We started off, Av es Habonim, and then we said, Vabonim es hu Av. The Bonim go in Yarshin from a father. So it's more Minolan. Now, on the surface, Minolan sounds like, how do we know that Bonim Yarshin from an Av? However, that cannot be the case, because we have a couple of Pesukim. In fact, the Gemara is going to quote the first Pesuk, we have another Pesuk in the Amud Beis. The El Bnei Yisrael Tadaber Leimor, this is number 7 in the Torah Ora Shalom. Ish Kiyomus Uvein Ein Loi, a person dies without any sons, Vavartavas Nachlos Levitai, then go and give the Nachla to the daughter. So if that's the case, what happens, however, if he has sons, then the nachla goes to the son. So Ibazoi, what's the minolan? How do we know banim go and get from an av? They took a pasuk. No grace of chiddush over here. Zokter Rishbam, the kash of the Gemara is not how do we know that banim get from an av? That we know. How do we know that the banim get to the exclusion of the banois? In other words, that a person that has both sons and daughters, how do we know that only the sons and not the daughters, and therefore that the sons have din kedima over daughters? If there are no sons, then it goes to the daughters. However, if there are sons, then the sons get first. See, look at the Rishbam, v'abonim es av minolan, the second wide line, on to the third wide line, minolan habonim koinmin lebonais. How do we know that banim come before banis? Now, our Mishnah doesn't address banis, it only talks about banim. Midalek tani habonim habonis es av, since it only says banim, and if you remember when we were learning the Mishnah, Mendi already asked, how come we're only talking about the men folk, the Zcharim, we're not talking about the Nekevis? Why does it say in the Mishnah, Bonim v'Abonai Sesar? See from that Bonim get first online, if there are Bonim, and if there are no Bonim, then it goes to Bonim. So for Yimar Minolan, how do I know that? Back to Yimar Minolan, how do I know that Bonim get to the exclusion of Bonim if there are Bonim? The Chassid said in the Pasuk, Ish ki yomus v'enei loy, v'abartu nachlos levitai, tamad ein leben. The only reason why we give the nachla to the bitoy is because it said in the pasuk uvein ein loy, there was no ben. Hayesh loy ben, but if there would be a ben, then ben koidim, then he gets first. Oh, so it's very, very clear from the pasuk. I don't even understand what your question is. Amalei Rapapa Labayis, Rapapa says, one second, Abayis, we're not done yet. Eima, perhaps we should understand the pasuk in the following. Iikaben, liroiz ben. Avadi, if there is a son, exclusively, the ben gets. Ikabas, if there is a daughter exclusively, in other words, in no banim, only banois, then tiris bas, then the daughter taki gets. You're right. However, ikaben ubas, if you have both banim and banois, you have both genders. So now the Gemara initially starts off loy hai lirois, loy hai lirois. Maybe neither of them should get.
If this blood, then who should?
So that's the Gemara's kasha. Freit Gemara ve'ela man lirois. So who is going to go and get the Yerusha? Atu bar kasha de masa lirois. Bar kasha de masa says Rishbam is Moshe Le'ir. The mayor should get. You should go and give the mayor Adams with the 12 different federal indictments. We should go and give him the nachla. Does that make sense?
The wife?
Wife, no.
The wife does not yarshin from the husband.
Maybe based on...
Well, okay, well, we're not finished yet. Okay. Very good. But in the meantime, the Gemara is saying is that if a person passes away, says Rapapa, there's a havamina. If there's only sons, the son should get. If there's only daughters, the daughter should get. But if you have both sons and daughters, none of them should get. Thank you much. Does that make sense? So who should get? You give it to the mayor? Hefni mar hachi kam minim. Not that neither should get. Ika benubas loy hai lirois kule. Loy hai lirois kule. Don't give either one the exclusive Yerusha. El ki adodi lirsu. Let them both yarshin together. And therefore, we're back to square one. Minolan, how does the Mishnah know that banim get to the exclusion of banis if they're boys, only the boys, and not the girls? Maybe you're right, says Rapap. If they're only boys, the pasuk says, goes to the boys. And if they're only girls, it goes to the girls. However, if they're both boys and girls together, there's both sons and daughters, you give all of them. How do you know from our Mishnah, how does the Mishnah know that only banim and not banim u banis? Amalei Abayis. Abayis says, now back to Rapap. The itzrach krala ashminan heichad lesle elachad bara lirsinu lekulu nechsei. What you're telling me is, let's analyze, Rapapa, what you're saying. You're saying is, if they're both girls and boys together, both sons and daughters, then both of them get. However, if there are only sons, then the pasuk says, then sons get. So ask Abayit, if you're telling me that sons and daughters are equated, they're exactly the same, so it's as if you're talking about multiple boys. Don't talk about a son and a daughter, talk about multiple boys. What happens if a person doesn't have multiple sons? He only has one son. Are you going to say, well, if there's only one son, then he doesn't get Yerusha. You have to have at least two sons, or at least a son and a daughter. But son alone, you wouldn't go and give Yerusha. Does that make sense? Is that what the pasuk is coming to tell us, according to your Rapapa, that only if they're sons and daughters together, then they both yarshin? It is the chmashma that if you only have one of the two, only banim or only banois, then they go and yashin. Once you're telling me that banim and banis are all exactly on the same footing, so if you're missing either banim or banis, if there's only one son, l'mashal, of course he's going to go and get Yerusha. So why would the pasuk have to go and tell us? If there's only one son out of the possibility of multiple sons, or son and a daughter, you're telling me that the pasuk is coming to tell us he's going to get all the nechasim. No, for Shteitzach, he's going to go and get all the nechassim. Who else is there to get? There are no other sons and no other daughters, of course. So the Chayyur of the Pasuk is not coming to tell us that. Says Rapapa back, the Dilma Hakamashmalan. You're right, Abai, of course, that if there's only one bun, I don't need the Pasuk to go and stress that if bunim and bunis are the same. But what the Pasuk perhaps is telling us, the Bas Nami Bas Yerushahi, that a daughter also has a right to Yerusha. What does that mean, she has a right to Yerusha? Says Rishbam, since we started off the Gemara today, like the Gemara said yesterday, Mishpacha Se'em, Eina Kriya Mishpacha. So I might have thought that maybe this is not just Mishpacha Se'em, but maybe Mishpacha Se'em, Kavos. Maybe the Torah has Exeris Akosiv, that only men get Yerusha, not women get Yerusha. And that being the case, I might think that girls don't get at all. That's why the Pasuk has to stress if there are no boys, girls do get after all. So that's the import of the pasuk. And once there are girls, both boys and girls get together, like Rav Papa said before. How do you know only boys if they're both boys and girls? You only give the boys, you don't give the girls at all. So now Abai answers, you don't need a pasuk over here to tell us that a girl gets Yerusha. Have hahu mi v'chol bas yereshes nachla nafka. I have another pasuk that says v'chol bas yereshes nachla. Where is this pasuk? You have it number one in the Torah Arashalim. V'chol bas yereshes nachla mi matzis b'nei Yisrael li'ech mi mishpachas mati aviyah teli isha l'man yirsha b'nei Yisrael ish nachla savoises. This is talking about b'nei Slavchad, where the pasuk says b'nei Slavchad, that because there were no boys, Slavchad had no sons, he only had daughters. Therefore, they are going to get the Yerusha. If there is no son, they're going to get the Yerusha. But be careful, they should not intermarry with other matois, because if they marry with other matois, then the Yerusha is going to go, the Nachla is going to shift from one mata to another mata. And you're not going to do that, the Pasuk says, to go and go from mata to mata. You'll recall, the Gemara at the end of Tanis says that this was a one-generation law in the Torah, but subsequent to that, on what day of the year did they change this halacha? On Chamisha Asar B'Av, the Gemara says that's one of the six reasons that this law was taken away, and that, yes, a girl that had gotten a Yerusha is allowed to marry into another
shape. Take her Yerusha with her.
Take her Yerusha with her, and stay with the other shape. Yeah. Anyway, but what do I see from this one? Cholbas Yereshes Nachla, that women are noichel nachleis. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk over here to go and sell them and sell to daber leimor ishki amazaven eloi. Give a nachla to bitoy. Of course, you give it up to bitoy. That's the other pasuk. Cholbas Yereshes Nachla. Ah, that being the case, so then what does this pasuk say according to Rav Papa? That if they're both boys and girls, they get nachla together. They share and share alike. And if there's no girls, only boys. Oh, then the pasuk says, give it to the boys. And of course, it gives it to the boys. If what happens if it wouldn't be multiple boys? It would only be one boy. Would you not give him the nachla? Of course, you give the nachla to whoever you have, whoever the descendants are, whoever the heirs are. So therefore, it's shver your pshat rapapa to go and say that bonim and bonois together. It's only bonim and not bonois. If there are no bonim, then it goes to bonois as second priority. So this is therefore the first teretz of the Gemara Shaila Minolan. How do I know from the pasuk of Im Ein Ubein Ein Loi? There's no son. Then Bavartman Sanglosa Levitai. Now we have another raya, at least an attempted raya. Rav Acha B'Yankev Amiyachah Chanocha Pasuk. Here the Bnei Slavchad are complaining to Moshe Benu. Lami Yigara Shem Avinu Betoch Mishrach Doiki Ein Loi Bein. Why should Slavchad and his family lose out? Just because he has no banim, he only has us banois, so then all of his nachla should go hefker, or we shouldn't get a chedek ba'aretz in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, just because Slavchad didn't have any sons. Ezach mashma, time of the enle ben. That's only because he had no sons. Ha yeshle ben, but if there would be ben koidim, then the son would come first. Ah, so in other words, if they're bonim, bonim come first. If they're bonim and bonois, perhaps both of them yarshin together. So ibazoi, vaitis is rabacha b'yankiv, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you, that bonim have preference over bonois. Frey Timura, who says, v'tum b'nois slavchad hutik amen hachi, b'nois slavchad are saying this on their own. They're speaking now to Moshe Rabbeinu. They're advocating that if there's no ben, that it should go to the bonois. However, what happens if they're bonim and bonois together? Maybe nitna Torah and schad shalacha. Maybe the Torah was given subsequent to this discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the halacha was nischadish that it does not go to the bonim and the bonois, but only the bonim alone. So therefore, don't try to bring me a raya from the bonois slavchad about the din of Yerushas habonois. So, well, Machmar Kitchen Maker, you know, you're 100% right. Forget about this attempt of Rav Acha Bar Yankiv. We're going to stay with the original Pasuk that we had Abai and Rav Papa, that since it said in the Pasuk, Yishkiyomis and Vein Ein Loi, only if there are no Bonim, Bavartim and Nachalosai. However, if there are Bonim, then the Bonois do not get. Ravino Amamehoch, I have another right. This is a Pasuk that we already brought yesterday and the day before. Shteitachin Pasuk. Vim ein achim li'ovin esat nachlosa l'sh'eiroi ha'korov eilov. Who's the korov eilov? A korov koidim. And that's why bonim get, because they are closer to the father than bonois. Why are they closer? After all, fathers love daughters just like they love sons. Why are they considered to be closer? My korva. The ben mibas, oh, she ben kom tachas of the adal esteachuzah, like we said by the ben and the ach, right? Exactly, that the ben has a special place in the Torah because the Torah appoints him to be the successor and replacement for his father for two purposes. Number one, for yud. What's a yud? If the father bought an omivriya and the father decides not to go and marry the omivriya, vim livno yudena, then you can go and give yud to the.
To the son,
but you don't find yud for anybody else, not for ach, and certainly not for bas. And with steyachuzah, what's the din of steyachuzah? That if a person was makter steyachuzah and he's not poid it, then if somebody else buys the steyachuzah when it comes yovel year, what happens to that steyachuzah? It does not go back to the original balim, but rather goes to the kohanim. However, it says in the pasuk that's only because the gizbar sold to the mochar li ish acher. And we filled in that veloi ben. That a ben, however, if the father did not want to go and be poided this sada, but the son wanted to be poided this sada, and he did, then at the end of the yovel year, it'll go back and revert to the father. Ah, okay, so I see that a son is mamala mokim of it, both for year purposes and steyachuzah purposes. Mashen came by a daughter, we don't find her being mamala mokim of viha for anything. So that's the reason why when it says a karav koidim, that the ben comes first, and only if there are no bonim do we give it to bonois. But otherwise, bonim and bonois do not collect together, do not yashin together.
We do have a case in Erevin, if you make an Erevin in a chatzir and someone's not there, and he went to his son and daughter-in-law, you can't carry because he might, if that son and daughter live in the same city, he might come back within Shabbos and destroy the Erev and Seros.
Right.
But if you went to his daughter, you can rely on it. So we do see that daughters, in a way, are more closer to their fathers than our sons.
In affection, for sure.
Right.
No question.
But not halachically.
Exactly. Dr. Gemara, however, this rai that you're trying to bring, that a ben is more koriv to the father than the bas, because of yud, and because of teyachuzah, says Gemara, that l'chari, those svaras don't work. Why? So Timura, yada la bas yada hi. If she were able to do yud, she would, but she can't.
Right,
Rishbam says it's impossible for a woman to marry a woman.
Well, in this time, anyway.
Well, certainly halachically, it's impossible. Sure, yeah. So therefore, that being the case, of others, she can't do yud. So don't in don an efsha misha I efsha. It's impossible. As far as seichuzanami may haipir chagufa hudika the ha. The Gemara is quoting is the Gemara that we had a couple of days ago, where the Gemara said that what's the reason why we say that bonim get before the av and an ach does not go before the av? So we said because bonim, they are memalim mokim avihem legavi which dinim for yud and for steyachuzah. So for the Gemara, Yeah, but Achiz also Mamala Mokim Achiv the Gabi Yibam. And the Gemara said, yeah, but that's only Mamokim Shein Ben. If there's a Ben, then he would take a. No, Yibam doesn't exist. So that undermines the whole that he is also Psashtikim Mamala Mokim Ach over Ben. Says the Gemara, that very same Svara applies here to Gabi Bas as well. Meaning the Gabi Yibam, if there's a daughter, then there is no Ach. So therefore, she is on the same footing as a son, the Gabi Hilchas Yibam.
Because Zera ain't low.
Because
of Yibam, it's Zera ain't low that you need, and she's considered Zera.
That's true. The actual Lashon Pasuk is Uben ain't low, but the Gemara says that we dashen also Zera. Which they took Ish Kiyomas of Ben ain't low, then what she should do is she should go and find be Miyabim. Okay, but Nishav yes. But you're right. Certainly the Aloha, the Gabi Yibam, is the Gabi Zera, both son and daughter. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says, "Klum yeshim al makom she'ein ben, as well as makom she'ein bas." Because if there's a bas, there's no din of yim either. So what does the Gemara mean by that? The Gemara means by that is in Masechtas Erechin, when the Gemara is trying to figure out how to fill in the blank. Because all it says in the pasuk is that he sold the gizber sold this to Yachuzel ish acher. And the Gemara says veloi le blank. So back 2 days ago when we were learning this, we said maybe fill in veloi liach. That if the ach goes and buys it, what happens then in Yovel Year goes back to the original ach. Says the Gemara, no. Why not? Because you have the din of Yud. You can't say I have both Yud and Steyachuza, because I'm learning the din of Steyachuza now for the first time. That Steyachuza goes in the son's column and not in the brother's column. So you're trying to tell me what's two against one. It's not two against one. It's only one against one. What is the one against one? One that he is come tachas of the yud, and what is the gabi yibum? That the ach is come tachas achiv the gabi yibum. And then now we want to learn from that the din of steachuza. Which column should we place it in? Says Imar, we're going to place it in the column of the son, not of the ach. Why is that? Because the whole ach's one in his column is yibum. What is that yibum? Because of mokim shein ben. Ah, but if there's a ben, so then that becomes one big fat zero. Then he doesn't have a one in his column. So there would be one against zero, and therefore the Steyachuza goes now into the Ben's column and not into the Ach's column. That's Gemara in Erechin, and that's what we learned about a couple of days ago. So Gemara says, the same svara can be said over here too. Who said that Steyachuza goes to the Ben? Maybe the Steyachuza goes to the daughter. Not that it goes to the daughter. That means that if the daughter was the one that was poyed to the Steyachuza, instead of the property going to the Kahn in Yovel Year, maybe it would go to her father, just like if the son did it, maybe the daughter did it. Ah, so therefore from Steyachuza we have no raya that it's Ben is Korev more than Bas, because we talk maybe we should fill in the blank, because he sold it to the Bas, maybe we'll talk it go back to the father. And then therefore, she is Kom Tachas Ovia. So the Gemara says, you cannot go and learn that, because the whole, we see the Gabe Yibam, that they're both on the same footing, the Gabe, that neither the Acht is Miyabam, whether there's a son or whether there's a daughter. How do I know, Taka, that a girl doesn't do she can't be pointed to the Steyachuz and it goes to the father then? Says Rishbam, the Gemara in Erechin brings another Raya from another Pasuk. But not from this Pasuk of Steyachuz, because Steyachuz could have been in her column as well. And therefore, he would have exclusive Yud, she would have exclusive din of the Steyachuza. It would be one against one. So, Frey Timara, how do you know, therefore, that he is the Karev Koidim, because he is the replacement for his father, the Gabi Yud? Maybe she's the replacement, the Gabi Steyachuza. The same kashin, the same discussion that we have the Gabi Ach, we can also have the Gabi Bas. And the whole Raya, the Gabi Ach was the Gabi, the Loch of Yibam, says Gemara, if it's because of Yibam, then both Ben and Bas are in the same category. So that's off the table. So there's no reason why we could, don't tell me that he is more Karev to her, the Ben and the Bas, because he has Yud, he has one, and she has zero. She can't do Yud, so therefore, because it's a girl with a girl. So therefore, that is a big zero, so it's zero and zero. So fill in the Steyachuza box with the Bas instead of the Ben. It's only because we have another drasha, another pasuk, says Rishbam, that we disqualify. Now we disqualify, we don't put her in the category of being the goyel steachuza so that it should revert to her father. Exactly. Anyway, so therefore says the Gemara, bottom line is, I have no raya that the son is more korev to the father than the daughter. Could be the daughter is come to achas avia legabeste achuza, and he is here, so it's one and one. So you have no raya that he's more korev than she is.
Can she go to the seda and give it to her father, and then he's machzikin again?
No, just a question. When does he go back? It's not
going
to. But when does he go back to father and
yom? Or go to the kohanim? So we don't want it, if he wants to retain it to the family. Can she just sort of money is fungible to say, here's a present for your birthday, Dad. I'm redeeming the seda. Here it is.
As far as I'm concerned, that's a wonderful idea. In other words, let him go and borrow funds from his son, from his daughter.
If you borrow it, give it.
Okay, but if you borrow money, it belongs to you, right? Then you have to return it. That's true, but it's your money. It's on it. But fine, give a present. Why didn't she go and give a present to Tati? She didn't want to give a present to Tati. She's not that close in a car of car. I don't mind if he gets the property back. Besides the fact, who's going to get the benefit of this property for the next 20 years until the Yovel year?
She will.
Yeah. So if she's paid it, I'll be able to make money and I'll have income. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, in 20 years, I'll go back to Tati. That's fine. That doesn't bother me. At least the next 20 years. But if she's going to go and give the money to her father, then she won't have the property either.
It has to be redeemed in 2 years?
Has to be redeemed until the Gizbor gives you your deadline. As soon as you go and makdish it, the giz will come to you a day later, a week later, a month later, and say, "Mister, I heard the good news. You were makdish to stay achuza. That's great. Do you want to be poided?" "No, I'm not really interested." "Okay, then I'm going to find another customer." So then, presumably, there's a zman achras so that you have to do a publication, let people know. But once people know, anybody stands online. So if the son is the one that is goyel, then it goes back to the father. But maybe it was the daughter that's goyel. Good gefragt. You have no raya from this yud.
She can put it only in the year of the Yovel, or he or she could put it any before.
At any time between Yovel 1 and Yovel 2, which is 50 years, any time during that period of time, during that 49-year period, if anybody is makdish the field, then if he wants to be poyed himself, great, he'll get it back. If he's not poyed himself, then if the son is poyed it, then it'll come back in Yovel year to the father. If somebody else is poyed an ish acher, it never goes back to the father anymore. It'll belong to that person temporarily until Yovel year. When Yovel year comes, it goes to the Kahan. Okay? Getting back to Angmar. So Zokti Mar, so therefore, from this posik of a Karev Koidim that you wanted to say that Bonim coming before Bonais, it doesn't work. Because maybe the Karev Koidim is talking about the Bas. She is equally as a Karev Koidim. The son is for Yod, but that doesn't mean anything to Gabi, the daughter, because she can't do Yod. That maybe she gets stay achuza, except for that other gemara. So that being the case, Dr. Gemara, so maybe she's the kar of kaidim. And the machmar tekirshin meikara will go back to the original pshat that we had at the outset of the gemara, ish kiyomus vein ein loy, then bahavartem. But if there is a ben, it stays with the ben, it does not go to the daughters. But I have another right. What's the other right? It's talking about an Eved Kanani, that the Odoin passed away, that an Eved Kanani remains in the family, even though Nebuch the Odoin passed away, it goes the Yerusha to the children. But the question is, why did it say, because as long as they're boys, they're the ones that get the Yerusha, and not the daughters. So therefore I have two Mekorais, one from the Pasuk on the Omer Aleph, Ishkiyomus Avein Eloi, and for this positive, so we talk to stay with these two rayas, and the other two that we try to bring both fell away. Elamayata Freytimura, if you tell me because it's Beneichem, Loi Beneiseichem, we say every day in Krishna, Leman Yiri Mechvei Beneichem, a person that's Mekayim the Torah, he gets Yiri Mechvei Beneichem, Alu Adoma, etc. Like it says in the Pasuk. Hachanami, you're going to go and tell me that this bracha of Yirbu Yemechvei Beneichem, it's only Beneichem, Loi Beneiseichem. Every more bracha shani. That pasuk is talking about a person who's an erlich yidah, does all the mitzvahs, he learns Torah, he puts on tefillin, he puts on mezuzahs, all that. This is a bracha. Why should we distinguish between b'neichem and b'neisechem? They're the same children, the same progeny as the fathers. If the father is zoichet to this tremendous bracha, we're not going to distinguish between b'neichem and b'neisechem. And when we're talking about inyani mominis, who does the nachla go to? By the fact that Torah says b'neichem, and it doesn't say b'neichem uvnoisechem, or it doesn't say zarachem, zacharai b'neichem v'loi b'neisechem. Okay, next word is very simple. So t'imor v'achem min av noichle manchilim. Brothers min av, meaning that they have the same father, the noichle manchil. But if the brothers only have the same mother, That is not enough for Hilchos Nachla. Frank Menolan, how do you know this? As it says in the Pasuk, Ach va'ach v'menei Yaakov. Meaning over here, it says the Loshon of Achim, that if a person, if the Ein Loibas, and the Satan, the Chalosoi, Li Echov, you go and give it to the brothers. And then Legabe, and a Yaakov, it also uses the expression of Achim. What's the Loshon of Achim?
When they go to Yosef, right?
The Rishbam brings it. See, five lines to the bottom. Ach v'ach v'ksiv hachan esatim v'nachlosa li'echov. Uksiv hosan says there in Breishis. Shneim osar avadecha achim anachnu b'nei yishechot. But it's not true that they're achim anachnu b'nei yishechot. I mean, they're all the sons of the same father. They have multiple mothers. Nevertheless, we call them achim. So you see, achim and av is considered to be the real bona fide achim. So I learn achim over there to achim over here. Satan nachnu li'echov. There it says anachnu li achim anachnu achim ach. Aha, malan mina avle mina ein, v'gam am avle loy mina ein. Freit more of a lomeli. What do I need that posse for? Mishpachas of yerush oisiksev. Mishpachas av kri mishpach mishachas aim ain a kri mishpacha. Like we started off this year today and the gemara of yesterday that mishpachas aim ain a kri mishpacha. So what do we need a special drasha for? Achva achva. Every the gemara ain a chanami. You're 100% right. Scratch that achva achva. I don't need it for nachla purposes. When did Rabbi say, "Learn achva acha"? The God, the Yibam and Yibam itmar. What did it say? The pasuk in Yibam. So that's three lines from the Bana. That's the pasuk we spoke about before, Barry. Then in Yibam, ki yeshvu achim yachdav umeis achan men. Who then ain't loy leisia meis veisha the chutz liyzar yivam yovei leo etc. So it says uven ain't loy. So what does this pasuk tell us? Ki yeshvu achim yachdav. Which type of achim? Are they only the same father or even the same mother? That is an achva achman and Yaakov, just like over there it says, Shnei Moser, Avadecha Achim Anachnu, and that's referring to Bnei Yishechad, the same father. Here too, the Gabi Yibam, Geshu Achim Yaakov, has to be the same father. With this, we conclude the